This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
So, your Warriors last night.
Oh, boy. I was watching that game, and it looked like the Blazers were just going to run them out of the gym. But the Blazers eventually choked it away.
Yeah. I had a feeling that was what was going to happen. I thought they, even when they were down, it just felt like the Warriors were going to start hitting shots and close the gap on them. Maybe I've seen them play the Rockets too much.
Well, that's what, I mean, Steph Curry turned back into Steph Curry, and you kind of forget that guy's a multiple-time MVP winner, and it's not for no reason. Nobody takes over games like that because nobody can shoot like that. Tillman quoted now as saying, the Rockets will do whatever it takes. What does that mean? Like, what are you really able to do is the bigger question.
Well,
I feel like every owner says we'll do whatever it takes to win. And then every owner but one doesn't win.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. There was a lot of good stuff. A little sportsy, but good sportsy stuff. Hey, we're inviting you to take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 Occasional Invitational, presented by Twin Peaks Benefiting ProVision. This year's tournament will take place on Wednesday, June 5th at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold. Lunch from Texadelphia, dinner from Fajita Pete's, a custom ESPN 97.5 Gus Buster umbrella, the number one umbrella for all professional golf tours, and 18 holes of golf. Register now at ESPN975.com. And apparently Tiger missed the cut, so there'll be no reason to watch golf this weekend.
No one cares about golf this weekend. Sorry.
Yeah, well.
Good weekend to go play.
Yeah, exactly. Get out there and somebody asked, what was the, we talk about Trump's round. Somebody asked the best round I ever had when I was playing every day.
94 was mine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You
like that? That's pretty good,
that
huh?
is good, actually.
Thank you.
I mean, most people never break 100.
Well, I'm a world-class athlete,
well,
Fred.
All right, well, we'll talk about that at the end of this segment.
Fred's going to give his number. Is it higher or lower than the president's?
It is higher than the president's, significantly.
You suck.
So, I do. But I'll tell you who doesn't suck, R.J. Bell and friends. So we've got, Steve Fezzik and Brad Powers, too. We got all three of you guys.
Steve Fezzik, the only two-time Super Contest champion. And actually, Al Pacino talked about him one time. Check this out.
In all the five boroughs, I'm known. I'm known all over the f***ing world.
That was about Fezzik.
I thought that was Fezzik.
Oh, how great would it be if Fezzik talked like Al Pacino? He could say, imagine.
But would Fezzik be Fezzik if he talked like that?
I don't know, but imagine if he said. I don't think he would be. Imagine if he said, Senator, you can have my answer now if you'd like. Remember in Godfather 2, the beginning?
Yeah. I feel like Fezzik and Brad both, part of why they became such geniuses along the way was that life wasn't easy for them growing up. And if they probably were picked on and things like that. And they said, you know what? I'm going to show all you a-holes. And they've done it. So I think if he had that voice, I don't think Fezzik would have ever gotten as good at math as he is. Because he wouldn't have needed to.
Now, what I find very interesting is we identified one of, I don't know, do we want to call it AJ's a neuroses, we could call it maybe? I don't know. But the idea that he even though he's moving into his mid-40s, he still feels like he's on the playground. And, like, literally, like, 90 seconds into the show, he's talking about Brad and Fezzik being picked on the playground. So it's interesting. You must have been thinking about the feedback, because the feedback I heard from last week as you were attacking various people was it was kind of like, boy, I felt differently about AJ after. There was a meanness to it that really served no purpose. Is that was the general theme that I heard, AJ. And it's funny because the fact you went right back to it, that meanness that serves no purpose.
What meanness am I talking about?
In your head. Well, you just said that. You just said a 35-year-old man, Brad Powers, and a 55-year-old man, Fezzik, somehow their entire lives were dictated by being picked on the playground. That's all you said.
I didn't say that they were only dictated by that. I'm just saying.
You're saying it was just the major factor.
All right. Brad, would you agree that had you, let's say you had grown up, you were the prom king, you were the quarterback of the football team, and, you know.
I mean, who talks about like being the prom king when you're like 40 years old?
I mean,
you know who H.A. reminds me of?
This is RJ's thing.
It reminds me. He reminds me of Al Bundy. AJ's like Al freaking Bundy.
Glory this days. Is me. Oh. This is me asking Brad if he were that. Does he think that he would have focused as much on his studies as he did?
What was your record? First of all, did you ever fight in the UFC?
No.
So what? So the level that your great athletic career. That level what? Like, what would the analogy be in baseball? So if the major leagues is the UFC, would it be double A?
I fought for Legacy Fighting Championship, which was
Hold on. Brad, had you heard of that?
No, but I don't follow fighting.
Fez, at you the ever time heard was the Legacy?
Sounds like one of those, like, cut-rate WWF wrestling leagues.
Yeah,
now,
that's
was
what
this,
it was.
Was this actually UFC or was it wrestling?
No, it was MMA. It was mixed martial arts.
Oh, yeah, MMA. But it was like, it wasn't a predetermined.
There was no predetermined result. Outcomes, no.
And how many fights did you have?
5.
And were you undefeated?
No, a 4-1.
Oh, my gosh. At that low level?
Oh, boy.
Dude, right. I mean, all I'm saying is, if that were me, I would be thinking, do I even want people to know about this?
No one needs to know about it.
The funny thing is with AJ is it's almost like his badge of honor. Like, if you wrote your own obituary right now, would your
fighting wouldn't even be in the.
Would your blemished record in this organization no one ever heard of, would that lead your would that be like the greatest accomplishment in your life at this point?
Yes. It's much better than, you know, than having a family or programming this radio station or working for you. It's the number one thing on my resume, RJ.
I mean, it seems like it because it does seem like, you know, I'm going to let you up a little bit, right? I'm going to let you up. It's just, I really felt like, and Brad, you probably saw this too, the online reaction to his unwarranted attacks, his emotional violence last week, it made me think, you know, like poor AJ.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Yeah,
bullying days on the playground.
I had a hard life growing up too, RJ. I was much like you and Brad and Fezzik. I too was bullied on the playground.
Well, let's get something straight. I was never bullied, ever. Because as you see, in every situation I'm in, I'm always the leader. Do you think that wasn't the case then? When you're transcendently intelligent, doesn't matter if you can. It doesn't matter if you can do a wheelhouse kick. I could talk 3 people into doing a wheelhouse kick for me.
Oh.
No problems on the playground for me, AJ. How could I be so supremely confident? Think about it.
I honestly have no idea where it comes from. I mean, it's unprecedented. I will be honest.
All right. Well, listen, you as the programmer of this radio station, you know what's funny? And again, I don't want to pick on AJ.
No, right? No, you do, but that's okay. I can take it. But
it's emotional violence. That's what it is.
It did dawn on me that one of AJ, you know, he's got his goat. And Fred, let's be honest now. Act like AJ's not here for a second.
Okay.
Fred, AJ has the 6 or 7 Jags six or seven things that he says, because, you know, he was out here. And I'll be honest, other than this arrested development, this immaturity he's got about the playground, I actually like AJ a good bit. And I think AJ's a quite an intelligent fellow. So, you know, net, I like AJ. But let's be honest, Fred, he's got those five, you know, I got to spend like 3 or 4 days with him. It seemed like, you know, nonstop. And he has those 5 or 6 things he seems to go to nonstop. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I think he's got more than 5 or 6 go-tos, but he's probably, you know, you didn't get to do 5 shows a week with him.
Yeah, that's true. Well, one of them is, he says, I never listened to any other talk radio except for my own show.
No, that's not true. I never listened to any other sports radio.
Okay, that's it.
And except then it for at this station now, which he has to.
Exactly. No. Fred, you're trying to cover for him right now. It just dawned on me that, wait a minute, isn't he the program director for this station?
Yeah. So thus, okay, I don't listen to it now. I didn't listen to any sports radio before I got into radio. It's literally job to listen to it now.
Is that why you're in such a sour mood? Not so much?
Yes. Yeah. I started off this segment calling Fezzik and Brad geniuses. When I didn't include RJ in that, that's when he was like, oh, look at AJ bullying. When all was explain why I think Brad and Fezzik became such geniuses. And the fact that RJ was never bullied, that's why he's a bully. He's still a bully today.
There's Fezzik, probably some truth to that.
Fezzik, pretend RJ's not in the room. Is RJ a bully?
I'm still scarred from you talking about how overweight I was from the prior show. I went on a fast that compromised my ability this past week.
Is that why you weren't eating lunch?
Oh
my gosh! But all I'm going to say is this, and then we'll do a good 11 minutes of pure content for all the listeners saying, "Get
to it,
guys."
Oh, this is pure content right now.
Well, Brad, when AJ was here. And we all, you know, tried to spend some time with him. And then last week when he was talking about, or the week before, that he doesn't listen to talk radio, he wasn't using the past tense, was he?
No, he wasn't.
So he was talking present tense.
Yeah, when he was here. Yeah.
Yeah. But now air he's saying that he used to not, but now he does diligently.
Well,
right?
I still don't listen to any sports talk radio besides what's on my station.
Do you know the names of all the hosts at your station?
Yeah.
All right, we're ready. Hit us with anything.
All right. You're done bullying me today.
Yeah. But
because
next
I'll be
time
honest,
we'll be
the feedback
next
right now
time
on Twitter
we'll be double as bad.
The feedback right now on Twitter is wondering why you're so mean. What's gone wrong in your life?
But
who mistreated
AJ,
you as a child?
AJ, when you have so few followers, the statistically, the sample size isn't enough to even comment.
That's true. All right. Wanted to get into this Golden State Warriors series.
His Twitter handle is at RJ in Vegas.
Thank you. Okay. This guy. Well, I mean, he's an egomaniac, Fred. I can't believe it. I don't know how he's made it this far in life caring about no one but himself.
You guys are way too much alike. That's the problem.
It may be. That may be the problem. Has the line, in your opinion, has the line adjusted with no Kevin Durant? And if so, would the way that the Warriors have played without him sort of bring it back to where? What's the value now if Kevin Durant comes back tomorrow? How many points is he worth to the line at this point?
You know, that wonderful question, sincerely, goes to show you if AJ would just remove the other elements of his personality from the show, he would be a hell of a broadcaster, because that was a great question. We probably spent more time on that this week on Straight Out of Vegas than any topic. So let's just quickly look at the numbers. When this is the 3-year span during the Durant era, as we call it. And in the Durant era, there's 3 buckets. We're going to say Curry without Durant. So that's the current situation. This number's been making the rounds, but we also have the ATS number. 32-4 straight up. Curry without Durant, without probably the consensus best player in the NBA right now. 89% winners. And oh, by the way, against the spread, 21-12-3. So mighty, mighty good against the spread. Now, when Durant is in and Curry's out, 28-18. So 32-4 versus 28-18. It's hard to say anything other than Curry by himself is better than Durant by himself with the rest of this Golden State team. But here is the shocker. Here is the OMG, as the, not the kids say, but the 25-year-olds that used to watch Gossip Girl. Check this out. 61% is that Durant straight up number. We talked about Curry by himself, 89%. So 61-89. When both Curry and Durant are playing. So, listen, if you're good at math or not, if you've got a team with Curry and the rest, you add the best player in the NBA or certainly a top five player in the NBA, you think you'd get better. That scenario with both of them, 78%. So let's go from most to least, 89% with just Curry, 78% winners, 3-year span now with Curry and Durant, and 61% with just Durant. So the question is, and Fez has gone through a rapid evolution. Like, you ever see those books where, like, you turn the page and it goes from, like, the Homo sapiens or the, you know, the apes walking, and each page it turns, they kind of, and eventually they're standing up straight? Fez did that, like, in a week where... And we'll have Fez take full responsibility for this. Fez, a week ago, 7 days, how much did you value Durant? How many points?
3 points.
And then now, a week later, how much do you value Durant?
Not important at all.
Zero.
Yes.
But somehow, how many games were played? 3 in that span?
1/4 in 3 games.
Okay. So, literally, there's 36 games now. Before, when you thought it was 3, 33 had been played. So 3 games out of 36 took you from 3 points to 0. Wow. But really, guys, here's the question I'm going to ask you. 32-4 for Curry leading the team, no Durant, 3 years, is not only enough games, 36 games, but it's so extremely good that even if they lost 4, if they doubled their losses from 4 to 8, they would still, or Curry's team would still at that point have the exact same win percentage as the team with Curry and Durant. So it's not just that, hey, there's 36 games. It's there's 36 games with such an extreme result that it's hard to say the numbers don't unequivocally say that Golden State is better with just Curry and not Durant. But logic says that's insane. And to me, it's one of the great struggles between numbers and the eye test. But here's the thing, last thing. If your eye test and the numbers agree, you don't need both. Like, if you just have your eyes or if you just have the numbers, you're getting the exact same result. So the second one does nothing. The only time the numbers matter, because we all have our eyes, or, you know, I guess most people have vision, and even, and that's a, you know, that's not a euphemism. I guess it's a metaphor for you're consuming the game itself. So the idea that's something that isn't, you don't have to go to Harvard, you don't have to have a PhD in order to watch a game, to consume the game. But you get a Daryl Morey, you get, you know, some of these true brilliant, truly brilliant people, and they come up with the numbers. So you would think the numbers is what you're going to trust, not what the guy at the bar can do just as well as anyone else. But the only time the numbers matter is if they disagree with your eyes. But in this case, the numbers say Curry alone is better. Your eyes say that can't possibly be true. Where do you guys land?
I tend to think that at this, and I think the initial reaction to no KD should have been what it was, that, oh, man, this team is not going to be as good. But Fred and I talked about this a lot when he got hurt, and we've talked about it over the years. And I said, offensively, that team, I don't know that they're better, but it's completely different, and it's obviously good enough to stand on its own without Kevin Durant. But I think now that we've seen this three games, I don't feel like, and I don't know if it's fair to say he's not worth anything, because clearly, you know, he's one of the best players in the world. You can't say he's not worth anything, but he's clearly much less valuable to this Warriors team than he would be to any other team, it seems.
So what's funny, and I say this with a sincere compliment, usually the difference between a talk show host and a professional batter is the logical rigor, R-I-G-O-R, the logical rigor of their thinking. And AJ is maybe the best. You know, I usually say one of the best with most of these things, but I would say in this case, clearly the best, where when he breaks a game down, and Brad, you were doing a podcast with him, and we have plans for it next year. You know, no other radio host that I know is going to understand, you know, is going three levels deep. Now, three levels deep can be a negative if you bring up a lot of stuff that no one cares about. But AJ knows when to get into the detail and when not to. Would you agree with that?
I thought that was one of his biggest strengths, doing the podcast with AJ.
Yeah. So you're saying personality negative, but
I'm okay. Not saying that.
But
body odor negative.
But here's the thing. If you play back, and maybe you guys, it's up to you, but do it next segment, what AJ just said. He literally took both sides. He went like, well, listen, you know, he could, you know, obviously Curry and Golden State's pretty good, but just as obviously, you know, Durant's valuable enough, he's got to be worth something. No. The numbers are telling you that Curry's team is better. You either don't trust the numbers or you do. Or you got to explain to me how 32-4 isn't statistically significant. And Fez, again, an actuarial degree from Northwestern. Now, guys, I don't know if you heard, but you've heard all about this college admission scandal.
Right.
Right? Fez getting into Northwestern was actually one of the original ones of that 30 years ago, so we'll see how that pans out. But as of now,
is it true that Northwestern is the place to get the best education in the Big Ten?
I think that would be true, right?
Yeah, some of the people from Michigan might disagree, but I'm biased, obviously.
Okay.
He was trying to get after you, RJ.
No, I understand. Yeah. But you know, to me, if you're a sports guy, is there a better, I guess USC would be maybe the better school. Is what other school has both sports success and great academic success?
Notre Dame.
Except their sports success over like a 10-year period doesn't compare to Ohio State. Right?
Oh, I mean, women's basketball.
Oh, no one cares about that.
You know, I got to give Ohio State some accolade too, because it's so large. My understanding is that the honors programs at Ohio State can stack up to anybody at their school.
I don't know. I only went to Ohio State and, you know, graduated first in my class. But I don't know. But what I'll say is that to me, your background with the numbers, and listen, there's PhD. The thing about numbers is anyone in sports betting, almost anyone, or maybe anyone that's on the media side where they're talking about it, like Fez is, to me, Fez is the sharpest guy in the world who shares as much as he does. I genuinely feel that. And I would make the case that you have enough numbers that most of the time you can either through the calculation or your instinct say, you know, the right or wrong answer when it comes to the computation. Would you say that, could you make the case that 32-4 versus 28-18 is not significant?
Oh, absolutely not. Think about two.
So absolutely not.
Yeah, it's completely conclusive that Golden State's way better with Curry and not no Durant than with Durant and no Curry. Think about a football team. If Curry had been a quarterback and he went 14-2 and then 14-2 again.
And that still isn't enough. And then
that
went four
still isn't enough. And won four playoff games.
Yes.
Right?
And then the other guy was 28-18.
He wins 60% of the time. He goes 10-6.
Now remember, it's not questioning who's the better quarterback. It's questioning who's the better team. Who in their right mind would say that team that lost nine games for two straight years versus 2-2 could possibly be better.
And then when they play together, they go 12-4. But guess what? They go 14-2 when only Curry plays.
So AJ, I guess my point is, and we went through the same thing. It just feels so wrong. And maybe you want to say I'm going to trust my eyes, but to me, you can't have it both ways. Colin today was doing the same thing. He was going, well, we're not saying they're better, but they're my no, they are better. Or if they're not, explain to me why they're not. No one I've heard on sports radio, and I listen to a lot of people on sports radio trying to get better, is no one I heard on sports radio really wrestled today or anytime this week with the reality. You either got to say F the numbers or you got to say, boy, my gut's just plain wrong. Because this in between, this purgatory that people are in, which was really well represented by AJ today. And quite frankly, that's no dig on AJ. Everyone, did you hear anyone, Brad, wrestle
person
with this?
None. And I consume a lot.
So what do you, I mean, I guess I know we're hitting the end of the segment, guys, but do you see how this is such an interesting kind of like purity test?
Well, I think it's fascinating. It could just be matchup driven. The more I think about Milwaukee in the next round, the more I think maybe the Warriors will need Kevin Durant in order to throw another body at Giannis in the next round, because Portland is such a – I mean, they're a guard-heavy team, so they don't miss Kevin Durant defensively maybe as much as they would otherwise.
But when you have 46 games with Durant and not Curry,
yeah,
and then you've got 36 with Curry without Durant, over that many games you're going to see –
No, you're right.
A fair mix, I think, of styles.
You probably, yeah.
Now, if you
right.
look at the way the playoffs have gone, and if you're overweighting the last couple games, then you're right. It could be matchups. But over the course of all these numbers, I don't think it could be.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. I wanted to ask Brad about his Lakers tweet because I found that interesting. So we'll
actually holding it till next week too. So for on Straight Out of Vegas. So next week that can be one of the features here. And again, we won't have to spend the first 10 minutes going through the aftermath of AJ's personality rearing its ugly head.
Fezzik, Brad, I love you guys. I think you're gentlemen and scholars. RJ, I'll talk
Thank
to you later.
AJ.
Hey, guys, have a good one, guys. AJ, I still like you.
All right. Thank you, RJ.
Oh, well, nobody likes me, but that's okay. I still sleep like a champ because I have a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And we were out there yesterday at the factory. Always great to go out there. And listen, they want Memorial Day to be about Memorial Day. So guess what? They're going to be closed. A lot of other people are going to be having big sales. They want you to respect Memorial Day, and that's one of the big things that I love about Yuval and the gang over there is that they're really, really big in the community and on things like this, and I support them 100% on it. And by the way, go out there and check out a mattress, because here's the thing. You're saving 50% the minute you walk in the door over what you'd pay at a retail store, because they make the mattresses right there, sell them directly to you. And because they can do that, you're going to save a bunch of money. And right now, they're taking another 40% off the factory prices while we're out there. They had that sale going on. It's still going on. You can do that. You're going to save a ton of money. Go buy the original at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. That's where we were yesterday. Or you can go to 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. And you can check them out at TexasMattressMakers.com. Get the bed that's right for you. The best sleep at the best price. Guaranteed. That's Texas Mattress Makers.
ESPN 97.5. We'll
Lowe's knows you'll do it right to find savings where you can because you work too hard for your money not to. We're here to help with everyday savings and more during our Memorial Day sale. Now get a Charbroil 4-Burner Advantage Series grill for $169 and make refreshing changes indoors and out with $15 off gallon cans and $45 off 5-gallon pails via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy interior and exterior paint and stain. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 5/29. See store for details, U.S. only.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Sam Houston Race Park, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live from Sam Houston Race Park. Live racing starts at 7:15 tonight. And we'll be doing the national anthem shortly, so we'll jump to break when that happens. But tomorrow, Preakness Day, come on out. I will be here 1 to 3, second floor, where we always are. If you didn't win tickets, that's okay. You can come hang out with us, have a little food, talk a little Preakness, be able to get my plays if you like, and we'll have a good time. So I want to pay off on that tease because we don't have to get into discussing it. We can do it next week. So this is Brad's tweet on players the Lakers have let go the last couple of seasons.
Okay.
Julius Randle, 21.4 points per game.
Okay.
D'Angelo Russell, 21.1.
Yeah.
Lou Williams, 20. Jordan Clarkson, 16.8. Brooke Lopez, 12.5. And he says, imagine all of these players with LeBron James. How good would this team be?
Could they have all those players with LeBron James?
See, that's the thing. That would be the following question would be could you fit
all
those guys?
Yeah, I don't know how realistic that is, but
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it'd be pretty nice. Yeah,
even if you had a few of those guys,
yeah,
then that team would have been pretty good. But, you know, that's and some of it, too, though, and this is the other part of it, is it's like we talk about when guys go to New York sometimes, they don't perform as well. I think sometimes when you play for the Lakers, you don't perform as well.
Yeah.
It's a different animal. Some guys just need a change of pace. So 4-9 asks, you need to worry about the weather tomorrow when betting the Preakness. It looks like it's going to be a good day. I did everything for a fast track. So if not, follow me on Twitter. I'll make changes.
There you go.
But I don't anticipate that, frankly. And for the most part, I think my guys should hold up, even on a wet track.
All right.
Got Astros Red Sox tonight.
Yeah.
You excited?
Yeah. I mean, it's Astros obviously on a tear, what, 8 in a row? Red Sox have been playing a lot better.
Yeah.
It's good. It'll be good to see the Astros play a good team again. Cause
they've had a stretch here.
We talked about, you know, their schedule at the beginning was not easy. And they've kind of gotten a chance to beat up on some scumbag teams. And now they get a three-gamer with Boston. So all the talk I've been hearing, listening to Charlie's show and John and Lance was – oh, yeah, Astros are going to sweep these guys.
Okay.
It's like, man, I mean, Red Sox have some good players, too.
Yeah. It's 0-0 on the bottom of the second, by the way. But, yeah, they give scholarships at Boston, too.
Yeah, they're all right.
Man, I'm really glad the Celtics got eliminated because it would not have been fair to have Boston win every single sport. Because there's a good chance the Bruins win the Stanley Cup, and they're going to have 3 out of 4.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
I mean, if they win 3 out of 4, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But even winning 2 out of 4 in any given year is pretty impressive.
Which they've already done. They won.
Yeah. And they've got consistent – all those teams are consistent winners, really.
Well, that's the thing. You look at the Red Sox. I don't see them going anywhere anytime soon. What are the Patriots, like, as long as Brady and Belichick are alive?
What is the Bruins franchise? Are they? I mean, are they always in it?
They were kind of like. I don't think they'd won a Stanley Cup since the 70s, before 2011.
Okay.
And so they've been pretty good since then. And the last couple of years, they've been like pretty much second in the division, behind usually Tampa. But they're consistent, but they're not as consistent as, say, the Celtics are.
Okay.
Because they had a couple of years where they weren't as good. But they got a good franchise.
So. I wouldn't be surprised if the Celtics take a tumble.
Yeah.
I think this offseason is going to be pretty wild for them.
So yeah, and to mention, it's their third cup appearance since 2011. They
won
it in 2011, they got back, and then they're back this year. So yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to break because we're about to do the national anthem.
I'm going to crush a 50-cent brew during the anthem.
That sounds good. We'll be right back.
While Tyler takes a knee.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. James Harden wants to play basketball with your kids. Attend the James Harden Basketball Pro Camp in partnership with Kroger, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kids in grades 1st through 12th can join James June 20th and 21st at the MI3 Center. Head to ESPN975.com to register to win a spot for one lucky kid to join James and his Houston area coaches for small group instruction on basketball fundamentals and fun. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Friday with a little stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
So we are down now to, logically, what can happen? Who can be on the throne at the end of next episode? Are we down to three?
Yeah, I think it's a three-horse exacta box at this point.
It's Jon, Sansa, or Daenerys?
Yeah.
Okay, agreed.
I think there's no way it's going to be...
No one else makes any sense, and if you tweet me Gendry, I will stab you with a spoon.
What's up, Todd?
Todrick.
Okay.
It's because he's listening on his radio. You can hear us on his radio. Come on, Todd. As police tried to pull him over, he yelled at the police, I would rather go to jail than back to my wife. This sounds like the ultimate midlife crisis.
That sounds like the ultimate country western song, doesn't it?
I guess so.
I'd rather go to jail than back to that living hell. Getting a lot of, 432.
Yeah,
that was pretty weak, I have to say. I expect more of you than that.
Sorry.
You've got to reach deep down and
listen, I just go with what comes.
You got to do better than that. I mean, listen, I'm okay with mediocrity when you're on air, but when it comes to the burps, man, you've got to do better than that. I expect a lot more out of you.
I'll try and up my effort.
This segment,
you can't make a hoe a housewife, they say.
Well, you can, but...
But she's still a hoe. You got a bunch of hoes and you're trying to housewife them. It's not going to go well.
Well.
Hoes. Well, it's just like British people sound British until they start acting or singing, and then suddenly they sound normal. It's like, what the hell?
Well, I think the best.
Ozzy is
the one I was going to bring up.
Good Lord. I don't even understand him when he talks, but then he sings, and it's like,
hey, cocaine on a credit card. Who puts cocaine on a credit card? Sharon, look at light stream.
See, now I want to do the whole
ad in Ozzy Osbourne. I don't know if they'd appreciate
that. They would not like that.
Whether it's coaching, hold on. Man, I'm being. No! And it's a dog's coming after me. Holy crap. Oh, so a dog attacked me on the air.
And you told him no?
Yeah, because he started coming at me.
Is it your dog?
I don't know who that dog is.
I like how you think that dog is just going to listen to you if you tell him no.
Don't let y'all get this audio. All right. So anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So the last 15%, I'm telling you, I just got bum rushed by a dog right on my own street. Okay.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
All right. Fun week, man. We got through it. Nobody, well, I'm not going to say nobody died. No humans died in the making of this show. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Want to thank Sam Houston Race Park for having us out. Be back here tomorrow from 1 to 3. Come see me. Want to thank Tyler for keeping us on air and doing a great job as always. Aaron, nice job back in the studio. Hoffman with a terrific job, no matter what RJ Bell says.
Thank you. He bullied me so hard today.
I was pretty good today, too. I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Till tomorrow, or till Monday. Stay sportsy, bitches.